So we were discussing or learning, trying to work on Bitochen with the Mashiach Volde, and he explained to us that Bitochen cannot be something detached from Maisim, from actions. One can ponder Bitochen his whole life and he won't get there. To live with Bitochen is through the Maisim Mitzvahs. And that's what he gave us insight into that famous mission of Kol Shemaisim Meruvim Michachmosim.
Rabbi, can you just tell us the page we're on?
We're going to be continuing from Tav Kuf Pei Hei.
Tav Kuf Pei Hei.
Yeah, I'm just reviewing quickly what we saw last time. And then it says, if Maisa Merubim Mechachmose is like a Elon Shanofiv Mu'otim Shiroshim Merubim. It's like a tree that doesn't have very big branches, has a lot of roots. And it brings the Pasuk for Yetz Kishos Al Mayim, Al Yuva Yishlach Shiroshiv, which basically is part of a Pasuk. And he revealed to us that in the beginning of that Pasuk is Baruch HaGeva Shiftach Vashem. That person is Bateach Vashem. Tucham Hashem is anchored in Maisim. The more Maisim, the Etzim, we know that a Maisim Mitzvah is something that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning of the Sefer. That the way to get the Dveikus Hashem is only through Maisim Mitzvahs. There's no other way to do it. You could sit on top of a mountain, disconnect yourself from everybody and meditate. You won't get anywhere near. Bitochen Hashem. If you constantly do the Maisim, every Maisim connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many ways. The most is a spiritual way that connects you, because that's where Hashem set up the world. The Maisim Mitzvah make the Tzeikus between you. We know the concept of Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. When you do a Mitzvah, it creates a spiritual Ruach upon you. That Ruach is Messiah, it helps you to get to the next Mitzvah. That's the definition. Mitzvahs aren't just something you do and eventually you get reward for it. Or if there is something you do and you eventually get punishment for it. It makes a spiritual change. It creates Malachim. Those Malachim bring Seyat the Shemai or Chas V'Shalom, they can be Metatrik if it's an Aveira. So there's a physical connection between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu through every mitzvah we do. Kamavan, the way you do the mitzvah also has a big effect. If you do a mitzvah without thinking what you're doing, it has much less of an effect. If you do the mitzvah with paying attention, stopping for a second, what I'm doing this act because I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm doing the act because I appreciate the idea behind the act. Then it has a much more powerful effect on us. Everything's like that. You know, I was speaking recently to somebody. You have a person who's even giving a stalker. He's very, very generous in a stalker. But if he's doing it just because he has a bad conscience to keep all the money for himself, or even worse, because people pressure him and can't stand pressure, and he gives in, so he'll get reward for it. That's a very low level. The real level of stalker and chesed and avdokas Torah is to appreciate the idea behind it. If it's helping out an unfortunate person, it should be the right way to do this with the avas chesed. I have the opportunity now to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so much more than I need that can help others. I'm so excited. You know, the real reaction we should have is somebody knocks on the door, we should be excited. If we can only give him a half a shekel, very good. That's what I can give him. At least I'm excited about the opportunity. Sometimes we have in the back of mind that when somebody knocks on the door, I have to give him 100 shekel and I can't do that and then I feel terrible. You do what you can, but the attitude is so important. And the attitude, if every time we do a mitzvah, we do it with the right attitude, it has a completely different effect on us. Like I'm saying, if I do a chesed, if I'm doing something because I'm just forced into it, either physically or emotionally, that it's not really progressing me so much in the shlemus of the person. But if I think of a second, oh, Baruch Hashem, I could now pass on what I received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachta v'drochav. After Recha Kamoicha, you know, you sip oil on the other person. Very often a person has a feeling, it's not going to have too much rachmanis on the person who knows what's going to happen to me. I'll take advantage of me. It's also not true. Rachmanis means a feeling, I care for the person. I do what I can. I can't do more than I can. And I don't have to feel bad if I don't do more than I can. But I have to be honest with myself what I can do. And same thing with Torah. There's a beautiful maisa in the neighborhood. I was a little bit involved in it years ago. There's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. It was very poor. A large family living in a tiny apartment. And Baruch Hashem, they set up the Yisachar Zvulun between him and a certain person who was able to afford to support him. Anyway, it was set up, and the wife of this Talmud Chacham found out about it. He tried to conceal it from his wife. She said, "B'shum panavayfin, don't make a Yisachar Zvulun. I don't want to take the risk of losing any of your Olam Haba." Now, the truth is, many of the poskim can say that by Yisachar Zvulun, nobody loses out. Like a ne'er le'echad ne'er le'meya. Whatever he gets, so the other person also gets. It's like lighting one candle from the next. They both get out of it. But there is a tzad, maybe it's a tzad miyut, but there's a certain tzad that holds no, that you make a Yisachar Zvulun, you're giving away half of your Olam Haba. So it's an amazing thing. There's a letter from Chaim Volozhin. He says to Talmid Chachomim, don't be stingy. Give away your Olam Haba. Now, it's an amazing thing to say. What do you mean? The Olam Haba is worth $1 trillion. It's so easy to give away. But he says that if we're talking about a person who can't learn without it, and this is going to enable him to learn, and he's a serious Talmud Chacham, you have to realize that the schus to be able to learn is worth more than everything. It's even worth more than Olam Haba. And other rabbi, let the other person also get some Olam Haba. That's a high madrega. That's a madrega of Mamish Torah Lishmo. That you're even willing to give away your Olam Haba so you can be able to continue with the great mitzvah of Torah. But I'll call upon him. So this was the story that happened that the wife heard about. And she said, "Look, I'm not going to take this risk. He should be mevatel this whole business." So I was thinking to myself, I was a little bit involved in it, and maybe we could still make it work. Maybe we ask this person who's supporting that the other person, his wife is concerned, she doesn't want to lose Olam Haba, so we'll make your shutvis in this Talmud Chacham Olam Haba, but on the side, the dad will be taken away from his Olam Haba, he gets chav for the mitzvah, but he won't be shutvis in his Olam Haba. In other words, basically, try to keep the deal intact in a fashion that, in a way, is he risking his Olam Haba, this way his wife is happy. Kamavan, the person who's supporting, is taking a chance and maybe he won't get half of Olam Haba. Kamavan, he'll get half for the mitzvah. Anyway, so I mentioned to this person that, this is what the other side says. Are you willing to go along with it, the supporter, this woman? So he amazed me with his answer. He said, "Me take away from somebody else's Olam Haba, chas v'shalom. Hada Rabba, I agree 100%. I'm the side that's taken away from his Olam Haba. I don't want any of his Olam Haba. I want the Olam Haba that I deserve, not in anybody else's cheshbon." This is a beautiful way of doing it. A person like that gets so much musra. Many people the other way around, they say, "No, if I'm not going to get half his Olam Haba, I don't want to do it. It's not a good deal for me." What's the difference between the two? The person who says, "I'm only doing it if I conditionally get the other person's Olam Haba," he's done a great mitzvah, he's mafik teira, big talmud chacham, gvaldik. But the maisa, he's showing himself, he's primarily involved in himself. I got to get the Olam Haba out of it, otherwise it's not a good investment for me. But the other person is saying, "I appreciate the chashivas of teira, and I want to strengthen teira, and I don't want to have to be on the cheshbon of other people's Olam Haba." That's a much purer level. So this is no get to every mitzvah we do. The Rav Ben Aram talks about it by Riches, but it's a Dvarim Pshutim that Hakol Lefi Roiv HaMaisa, what we're saying, the Maisim are the building blocks of our Bitochen, of our Keshuv Hashem. But also, it's up to me to decide what type of building blocks am I making. Am I making them out of mud? I'm making that out of wood. I'm making that out of stone. I'm making that out of steel. I'm making that out of the hardest, the most strongest material in the world. The quality of the building blocks is what I make of them. And this is something, it's a lifetime of work, and every mitzvah to try to mechazik how I can do it in the purest fashion. My tefillahs, and my mitzvahs, and my limud, whatever it is. But the bottom point, and that's what he's saying basically, that he calls it the kalke of kedushat tzameach habitochen. You need a certain place where the bitochen sprouts out of, and that is the maisa mitzvah. Maisa merubim. Okay, we'll start up to Beis. Pizman la'asol b'tevis. Isn't this amazing? Beis tovkut behei ois Beis. We happen to be learning this chelek of Ali Shor, and this week is asol b'tevis. So we get a pizman from asol b'tevis, something like that to our Indian. And Chav is one of the Rishonim. Avoisai ki botchu b'Hashem elokei tzuvi. My forefathers, they had bitochen Hashem. Godlu v'tzlichu v'gamos v'peiri. They got bigger and were matzliach and they produced fruit. Me'eis hutchu v'holchim okeri. When they were pushed away and the relation with Hashem was like a happenstance type of relationship. It wasn't a solid, strong relationship. Hoylu v'choyse and choydish asiri. That's what brought about to the Chodesh Asiri. I'm always moved by this every year. We go straight from Chanukah, and just a week after Chanukah, we go straight into the beginning of the Churban. The Chanukah is Chanukah's HaMizbech, and Asor B'Tev is the beginning of the Churban HaMizbech, from Beis HaMikdash. And Betem, the two things are the two opposites. Chanukah was the epitome of Bitochen. We realized that no matter how much externally it looked that Hashem had forsaken them, let the Greeks take over the Beis HaMikdash, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, make decrees against all the Limud HaTorah and the mitzvahs, taking control of our daughters, taking control of our money. But the bitachon was so solid in the heads and the hearts of the Chashmonaim that they were willing to risk their lives to wage war to prevent that. And that brought back the Kedusha. That's what we really learned from the Nes HaChanukah. That each one of us in our lives, we have these opportunities. Are we going to get caught up with trivialities? Are we going to get caught up of the modern day Yovan and Edoim and all the things that just Amasiyah Hadas, what's really important? It's sad that people go through their whole lives being preoccupied with Shtiyot, where things that the met have no value, or even worse than that, the covered things and their. All the different yitzhars that they have, they're dragging them to do things that really take them away from what they really want to be. Then we go straight from that into Asar B'Tavis. So he says that the pizman that we say in Asar B'Tavis is telling us this is the point that brought the Chumban. Halichas Keri. Avoisai Botchu. They relied on Hashem. And afterwards, we went carry. It was not something steadfast. Avodas Hashem was happenstance. Whenever we did it, we did. When we didn't. Yeah. So he's saying these are two opposites. He says also in the Techochan B'chukoisa, he says this. Sen teuchu me carry. L'yisoyvi l'yishmoyli v'yosavte aleichem makas sheva b'chatei seichem. Rashi says, carry means arai. The mikra, when it works out, I do it. When it doesn't, I don't. And there's levels in that also. You have a person that has no Seder HaLimud, for example. And when it works out, it works out. That's Chmod Litzlan. A person davens whenever it works out for him. So we could say, okay, I'm not like that. I do that. But everybody on his level, like we mentioned before, every mitzvah has a dargas and dargas. So just like we have a dargah in his goyiness and the idea behind the mitzvah, there's also dargas of the kviyas mitzvah and the arai of the mitzvah. Koponim, he says that the carry is the opposite of bitochen. That's what this pismo is saying. Avro Yisrael botchu, and afterwards we went imoy carry. A person is a rabbi mitzvahs. He doesn't have his mitzvahs steadfast. He's not mushers b'kedusha. And that's the opposite of bitochen, because bitochen basically is, I'm living in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize it's not my world. That the whole world is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important parts of my day. Even if a person, before Parnos, they have to work 14 hours a day. But he feels, look, what can I do? I have to do it. But when he gets to that half hour a day or an hour a day that he has the time to learn, that is the excitement of the day. That was what life is all about. Klal Yisrael, by the way, I don't know if any of you ever even heard of this person. We lost a tzaddik, unfortunately, at the end of last week. He wasn't a Rosh Shiva, he wasn't a Rav. He was one of the big supporters of Torah. His name was Avram Wolfson from New York, part of the well-known Wolfson family. His father was the founder of this Kiruv fund. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Very, very big fund, Kamuvan. This person, he was one of the brothers that kept things going. But he was such a sweet, you know, sometimes a person of that economic, whatever you want to call it, it affects the way he behaves. He had such a love for Torah and mitzvahs. That was the only thing that interested him. You could see on him, like, to go to work was like the last thing he wanted to do. He had to do it, but he did it. But whenever he met somebody that he knew that knew anything at Torah, he'd right away go up to them and ask them questions, discuss it, and say it's solution. But to me, it was the excitement, not like showing that, look what I am. He's battled himself completely, the daily Israel. But everything with that excitement, that was a life of bitochen. Whether it be with his limud Torah, with his hachzokas Torah, with chasodim, had a large house in Brooklyn. Always had many guests, and each one treated as much as he could and made them feel like they were. It was the biggest honor for him to have them over and take care of them. That's idea. Be mushrash in the maisa mitzvahs and whatever it is. Like I say, I could have a person who's doing good things, but he's always running away from people because he feels a bit overwhelmed. And then you have the other type of person that out around, he's looking for it. He's never overwhelmed. And the Yetzirah gives us that feeling of being overwhelmed sometimes. And the answer to it is, in a chanali, I have to make a din v'cheshben, what I can do, what I can't do, and I work within the framework of what I can do. Because when a person overdoes things, then it backfires. But always, what I can do should be done with that excitement. And it's like that, like I'm saying, everything and at every level we have, we dive it three times a day. Are we looking at it something we have to do, or looking at this unbelievable opportunity I have to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And even if I don't do it so well, I dream to part of the tefillah. But the more I'm making an asik out of it, the more it will affect me, and the more I'll find more time, the time for it and the frame of mind for it. You know, this sweet thing, Chaim Kanievsky, Yarech Yomim, he had a minig that when he said Berachas Hashach in the morning, it's supposed to be minig from Chaim Volozhin already. As long as his wife was alive, she also used to get up very early in the morning, on the 2-3 in the morning when he got up. And when he'd say the Berachas Hashach, he'd say it loud and she would answer Amen. That's the way he'd say the brachas. We always say loud enough in front of that person, it's probably now one of his children, or with him, or grandchildren, whoever it is. It's just such a sweet way to start off the day. You know, sometimes we're a little bit behind scales and we're rushing, or even if we're not rushing, we're just because of a haggle. The brachos we say in the morning, and mumble them through, and before we know it, we finish them. We didn't even think about what we said. Kamovan, I said that Eitzah before, and that even after you finish them, you didn't have any kavanah. Just think at least about everything you said. So at least you should have this Eitzah, all these chasodim you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Baruch Hashem, we have our seichel, we have our eyes, we're able to sit up and stand and walk, and we're Jews, we have the Torah mitzvahs, all the things we say. But this thing of saying it out loud, making an asik out of it, making it real, not just some mantra that people say. It's a statement we're saying, especially Baruch Ata, every Baruch Ata is to you. I'm talking to Hashem now. Make it real. Rav Olva used to say every once in a while, such an important thing for chinuch in the family to say brachas out loud. When children grow up, stop talking out loud, they pay attention, they see something's going on. And if brachas are mumbled, then it's a different story. Those mice and mitzvahs that we have that build up bitachon are not really mice, they're just things that autopilot. That's not the mice that build anything. And if I told you, once a friend of my wife comes from a very chashuv family, said, told my wife, many years ago when we were both young couples, said, I had such an embarrassing thing the other day. So what happened? She said, my daughter was however old she was, let's say 6 years old, and she, you know, I started to point out to her that she should say the brachas before she eats. So she said, one day she told the daughter, you know, you should make a bracha before you eat. And the daughter said, why should I make a bracha? You also don't make brachas. Obviously, the parent officially made the brachas, but she did in a way that it wasn't really recognizable. That's it. And, you know, you could see it also, depending how the parents react to things, and they're excited about things. That gives automatic impressions on the whole family. And when you see a two-year-old girl taking a sitter in the hand and start chuckling and look like they're all excited about it, so you could rest assured that the mother daven is like that also. And when you see the opposite, it comes from the opposite. That's all the way we look at things. You know, all the mitzvahs, these things we just have to do and we can't get away from them. Or are these the biggest opportunities we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And like you said in the past, something maybe also could help us to focus on these things. We went through 8 days now of Hoidor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Alanisim is that's an extension of the Moedim. So we don't have the extended version, but we have the basic version still here. But through the Alanisim, we also should be strengthening also our Kavan and the Moedim itself. And that way we continue with the Moedim afterwards. We continue with the Chizuk of Alanisim. So Alanisim, we recognize that Hashem made all these great Nisim for us because we went with Him. And we were so Moise Nefesh for the tires that they make us. That's the only thing we basically mention in Alanisim. We don't mention anything we did other than Idlikun Neos Bechaz Kodshecho. Tears Mikoshecho. But basically, we're saying by that is that this is what we were waiting for. The acts that we did, the Messiah's measure we did because we were yearning for the Tyrus Beis HaMikdash. We wanted to avoid on a higher level. And we realized that we neglected it beforehand. So we mechazik ourselves. So when we're saying Moedim, every day we're saying, Anifli Secho, Teva Secho, Shuvachol Yom Yimonim. Shuvachol Eis, Ero, Voik Vetzarei. Tevis. The Tevis. So we have the physical Tevis, which is good to think about also, but it's equally and even more important when you say Tevei Sechosh and B'chol Eis, think about the mitzvah opportunities. This is what we're talking about. The mitzvahs are what build us. And it's such an amazing thing. It's in B'chol Eis. Every second of the day we have opportunity for a mitzvah. Every second. There's no second of the day that we're awake that we don't have opportunity for a mitzvah. If it's the obvious mitzvahs, the tefillahs and the limud Torah and the chasadim and other mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, whatever they may be. Those are the obvious ones, but it's constant. In every situation, you come into contact with the person, it's a mitzvah. Kaima have to achem oicha. Can you say a nice word to them? Give them a smile. Come upon if the person happens to be your wife or your husband or your children, opportunity for those mitzvahs to behave properly with them at home. Have bitachon with Hashem. It's a constant mitzvah. We know the Mishnah Berurah and the Sefalif, Siman Aleph and the Bi'alocha brings from the Chinuch the six constant mitzvahs. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. There's no, even a person just sitting back and relaxing. Just think about the beauty of the world. Bring himself to Avos Hashem. Etc. Yichud Hashem, Tereza Hashem is the only force in the world. So I'm saying, well, when we say Moedim, to make our strengthened form of Moedim Takadosh Baruch Hu that we have now after Chanukah, Moedim Al Tevei Secho, a special spiritual Tevei that we have non-stop. These are the things that Christ or recognized, Hashem Anoim recognized, and they're willing to risk their lives to keep it going. Life without this is not life. And now we don't have to risk our lives for it. We just have to do it. Take advantage of it. Yeah. If it means taking a vaccination so one should be able to come back to shul, either have a jump on the opportunity. Don't be afraid. It's not worse than the Messiah's Nefesh that Hashem Anoim had in those days. Shabbi Zoycha, Mir Hashem, take advantage and realize and be full of excitement and thanks to Hashem and the unlimited, like we're saying, day-to-day opportunity for the Tevis to convert our temporary life in this world to the eternal life. Chayim Netzach, Chayim El Naba. I want you to have a wonderful week. Shbizeichu with Achizik to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and not have to be Mizabel once again on the Chulban. Have a Shavua Tov.
Thank you.
Call to everybody. Shalom.